Hi there, this is Natalie Walker. I'm Head of Alumni Relations at Cambridge. I'm currently standing outside King's College. It's a gorgeous, clear, dark night and the moon is looking particularly special in Cambridge, and you can probably hear the bells of Great St Mary's in the background. I'm just waiting here to usher a group of people onto the bus to take them over to West Road Concert Hall for the performance of Come and Sing. We've got 117 alumni in an impromptu choir who are going to be giving a performance this evening, and about 200 alumni are going to be joining them. We had hoped the performance would be in King's College Chapel, but a masterful rearrangement, thanks to Stephen Clearbury of King's, the Cambridge University Music Society and the alumni team, mean that we've managed to reschedule the venue at the last minute. So we're just here with the bus, waiting for the alumni to turn up. They've been at the opening reception this evening, where Tim Potts, the director of the Fitzwilliam Museum, spoke, and also the Vice-Chancellor, reflecting on the fact that it's always sunny in Cambridge. Arguably not true, but it's certainly been a beautiful day today. And remarking that we're celebrating our 2,500th anniversary, in a way, when you combine the anniversaries of Ely Cathedral, the University of Cambridge, John Dee, Milton, what else did she include? Marshall's Aerospace, the Department of Applied Maths and Theoretical Physics, and the Department of Criminology, all of which, if you add up their combined ages, totals 2,500 years. So it's quite a year in Cambridge in 2009.